O'Brien Kendall from Mersey Tunnel Users Group's on the line. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Roger. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You're going to surprise us and applaud Mersey Travel.
Well, I don't think it was Mersey Travel, but we're going to applaud the Liverpool City Region Combined Authority.
Right.
Can I tell you the full story?
Of course, yes.
Thursday, listeners might know that the Mersey Travel body met to look at the toll increase for this year, and to our utter astonishment, they didn't put it up. It stayed at £1.80.
Yep.
But things have changed since last year, and now Mersey Travel is responsible to the new Liverpool City Region Combined Authority, which is the five Merseyside councils plus Halton leaders meeting together to do certain. One of the things they look after is transport.
Yep.
Anyway, went on the Friday morning to the City Combined Authority, and to our utter joy, they voted unanimously with one abstain. That sounds daft, but the leader of Halton abstained, which is great because we thought Halton, with its new bridge, shouldn't really have any say over what happens on Merseyside. Anyway, the other four all voted, because one of them was away, all voted for to keep it at £1.80. Not only that, they really surprised us by the chair who's set up a task group to consider options open to the combined authority to reduce the cost of tunnel tolls,
yeah,
because of its impact on the infrastructure and transportation. I don't know why the other councils who've been on Mersey Travel haven't realised, but we're at a huge disadvantage compared with Manchester, who have a fantastic free motorway scheme going around their city, whereas we have Merseyside is split by the tunnel. Also, the combined authorities officers are going to produce a report for discussion to get some information on what they're intending to do on the tolls for 2016 and 17. And finally, the combined authority is to press for a review of the Mersey Tunnel Act in any ongoing devolution negotiations.
Because the Act is a bit odd. It allows them to put up the price, but it doesn't allow them to bring it down, apparently.
Well, that's what they say. But I was at the meeting in 2004, as were two or three other members of our committee at the House of Lords, and our reading is that they haven't got to put it up, and if necessary, they can put it down. But Joe Anderson is talking about possibly looking at the 2004 Act and seeing if that can be changed. We reckon that including the price of the Merseyside Police, which no other tunnel has, the tunnel it would cost a fee of £1 a trip, and that would cover all the existing real needs of Mersey Travel to run the Mersey Tunnel.
Well, mate, there's a further argument. There shouldn't be a toll at all. It's a major road.
Oh, well, sorry, I was coming on to that. Yeah. Yes, our ultimate aim is still... This is only a battle. The war is still to be won in getting down the tolls completely and putting the money onto the national roads budget.
There is another issue, though, which you know well, which is that the money, the profit, in inverted commas, that is made by the tunnels is used to do things like the ferries, which are an important part of our tourism offer, probably,
yeah,
anything else.
The ferries, I think, are justifiable, but I don't think the flash new offices they've built in Man Island are, or the £60 million they lost on the planned tramway to Kirby, or running the Beatles story.
Well, all those three things you mentioned are, if you like, the responsibility of people who have now left, or a person who has now left.
Yeah, but it's money that Mersey Travel have used, and they don't need that. They are a transport authority. They're not a tourist board.
Well, I agree with that in principle, but, I mean, the reality is, if they want to get people on that ferry, they need to give them a reason to get on that ferry. And the commute isn't working anymore. There is a commute, but it's not massive. And so what they've done is try to create things at each landing stage.
Yeah, but
which
the ferry
people to go
itself
around.
Is... The attraction is the ferry itself. There's not many places where you can go. And it's not that dear, it's not that cheap either, but there's not many places where you can go and have a nice ride on the river and see all the views on both sides of the river and go as far as New Brighton before they turn around.
Yeah.
I think the ferry itself is an attraction. In fact, it's more of an attraction than the things at either end of it, I think.
Well, it was losing money, it probably still does.
It still is, I think, yeah. It's still subsidised. We reckon I don't know the exact figure, but it's still subsidised.
But then the issue, surely... I mean, you implicitly, what you just said, you appreciate that the ferries are important to our offer.
Yeah.
So what do you do about that, then?
Well, hopefully we think that could be covered in a fee of £1.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but ultimately you don't want the fee at all.
No.
There's another issue, which is... We have a bridge being built at the moment. which is going to have a toll on it.
Yeah.
And the old bridge will also have a toll. Isn't it going to be silly? Haven't we got to get rid of all of them?
I agree completely. The I wasn't going to comment on the Halton Gateway, but I won't. No, the fact that it's going to be the first time ever that a free bridge, because a new bridge is going to be tolled, and it's shocking, really. And it means that there's going to be nowhere you can cross the river free until you get down to past Warrington.
That's right. Have you at all, I'm sure you have, but probably asking grandma to suck eggs and all that, but there are probably, I don't know how many, a dozen tolled crossings of one sort or another in the country. Do you ever talk together with all these tolled crossings?
Our secretary, John McGoldrick, is on a body called the National Association of, I think it's River Crossings.
Right.
And he's a wow on all the information. We reckon that we're the third dearest in Britain.
I was wondering whether, though, everybody could get together and bring pressure on whichever government we have after May, May the 7th, and say, look, this tolling is unfair. These are normal roads.
Yeah.
And there should be no tolls, whether it be the Humber Bridge, the Severn, ourselves, whatever.
Especially because Scotland, a couple of years ago, made all the river crossings free.
Well, do you remember what happened?
What?
Well, they blocked the bridge. They were going to charge on the bridge, do you remember?
Yeah.
And they refused to go on it, so they had to drop the crossing charge.
Yeah. Well, we're not quite ready to do that yet, but I say this is it. I think last week's is the best bit of news in the last decade about Mersey tunnels, and good luck to the leaders of the councils. I think it's because it's now the leaders of the councils rather than individual councillors who are making the decision that they realise it's very bad publicity just before an election.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Brian.
Thank you, Roger.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Brian there, Brian Campbell from the Mersey Tunnel Users Association. It's 18 minutes.